This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The COVID-19 pandemic has complicated efforts to add more young people to Texas's voter rolls ahead of November, because Texas is among a small minority of states that doesn't allow online voter registration. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports youth voter groups are now trying to figure out how to continue registering young people while many are sheltering at home.
More than a million young people in Texas registered to vote since the last presidential election. This is partly because young voters have been paying closer attention to politics during the Trump administration. But it's mostly because there's been a lot of time and effort spent on reaching out to young people. Charlie Bonner is with a group called Move Texas, which has been doing this work.
Really, most of Move's work happens on campus, in person, voter by voter, friends and neighbors talking to each other.
And at the start of 2020, Bonner was seeing big spikes in voter registration among people under 30. And then the coronavirus happened. Campuses shut down. Person-to-person contact was basically outlawed. And Bonner says that program came to a halt.
It's really been a shock to the momentum that we were seeing, and we were really building on that youth voter turnout momentum.
During the midterm election in 2018, turnout among Texans under 30 tripled compared to the previous midterm election. Since then, money has been flowing to youth voter groups in an effort to build on that success. But now that their main strategy for reaching out to young voters, that person-to-person contact, is unsafe, they're switching up their strategies. Ray Martinez with Texas Rising says the group has been reaching out to young people digitally.
And the way to do that is really by reaching out to them in social media platforms, calling young people and talking to them about why it's important to get involved, as well as texting people, which has been super beneficial for our program because young people respond very well to text messages.
And then once they convince someone to register, they now have the extra hurdle of helping them turn the registration in. That means explaining how to print out the registration form, how to fill it out and then mail it in. Charlie Bonner says that's not easy for all young people to do right now.
A ton of young people, many of whom have been displaced as college campuses have closed, don't have access to a printer. Many don't have access to the internet right now. So this is really creating a massive barrier to people.
So voter registration groups are having a problem solve for that, too. Ray Martinez says their group is figuring out how to get addresses of people who need a form and just send them one that's printed out.
We'll be working with like maybe a mail firm where we can mail them a voter registration form with prepaid postage. So everything on that front is covered. All they have to worry about is physically, you know, taking that piece of mail and putting it in the mailbox.
And the main reason voter engagement groups are having to get creative like this is because there's one obvious solution here that's just not available in Texas, and that's online voter registration.
Well, we're trying to mobilize a digital generation, and Texas has to modernize their approach to civic engagement.
That's Antonio Arellano. He's the interim executive director of JOLT, which is also reaching out to young voters in Texas, and particularly young voters of color. He says the combination of stay-at-home orders and not having the option to register to vote online right now is infringing on people's voting rights. Arellano says now more than ever, the state needs to move to online voter registration.
Without doing that, we're not only jeopardizing our democracy, but really disenfranchising an entirely new generation of young voters.
The Texas Secretary of State recently sent out an election advisory suggesting to local election officials that they make postage-paid voter registration applications available to their voters, whether it's from their own offices or by directing them to a third-party website that provides a remote printing option for voters. But Charlie Bonner with Move Texas says state officials need to do more than that.
They weren't doing enough before this pandemic, but what the pandemic has done has really shined a spotlight on the inequalities in our system. And so we have to do more to increase that access and make sure that it's equitable across the entire system. So what Texas really needs is a full online voter registration system.
Over the last decade, Texas lawmakers have debated and failed to pass bills to create online voter registration. Texas is still one of only 10 states without online registration. And even without this tool, groups registering young voters have not slowed their efforts. The Texas Youth Power Alliance, which includes JOLT, Texas Rising, and Move Texas, set a goal of registering 300,000 new voters in Texas by the November election. So far, even with the pandemic, they haven't changed their goals. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.